Right now it is time for us to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, you know, every morning we talk about how bad the Baltimore Orioles are. They're even worse the next day. Yesterday, I put the game on because I just flipped it on. And the Yankees, I think, were down, I want to say, what was it, 3-0? I come back, the Yankees are up 11-4. And then I watched some of the plays once again that happened. They got to get rid of that outfielder. That one outfielder. He's the worst.
They're a bad team.
Oh, I mean, a real bad team. Do you realize that Gleyber Torres and what's the catcher's name for the Yankees?
Sanchez.
Each have, already this year, 8 home runs against Baltimore.
They're fattening up the average team.
It's unbelievable.
They're 15-33. They're 18 games under 500, and we're not even out of May yet. They're as bad as the Marlins.
It's unbelievable. Well, anyways, enough. It's just bad baseball. It's just plain bad baseball. And they didn't have anybody. They left the starting pitcher, and who ended up getting bombed. They left him in for a long, long time. But I guess what choice do you have, you know?
See, if Amtrak was smart, when the Yankees play Baltimore, they should triple the prices on the train. Because there's more Yankee fans there than Oriole fans.
Yeah, it's amazing. And to think about, it wasn't that long ago that they were the AL East champions, you know.
Who?
Baltimore. I mean, but they're under
Oh, yeah? When was it? 19 what?
No, it wasn't. 19 in the late 90s, wasn't it?
The Orioles?
Yeah.
I think you got to go back to maybe the mid-90s.
Really?
Yeah, maybe 25 years ago. That's a long time. I don't know. One of these had to happen first. They had to win the American League East, or the Rangers won the Stanley Cup.
All right.
They're probably around the same time.
Yeah, but you look at here, the Baltimore Orioles have been division champions 9 times.
Oh, yeah, they probably won a lot of them in the 80s and the 70s.
1969, 1970, 71, 73, 74, 79, 83, 97. Aha, 2014.
They won the American League East in 2014.
Yes.
Boy, the Red Sox must have been drunk that year.
Red Sox and the Yankees.
2014?
Yeah.
Man, I don't remember that one.
Either do I, but now that you mention it, I don't remember that, but I'm looking at the list.
I couldn't name one pitcher on that team, and they won the American League East?
Yeah, they won the American League East, 2014.
Holy smoke.
They lost to Kansas City in the American League Championship Series 4-0.
Wow, I don't remember that one.
Yeah. Well, anyway. That's that. I wish, you know, I don't know anything about that team.
I couldn't tell you a starter on the team. Couldn't tell you one as a pitcher. Couldn't tell you one starting pitcher.
Okay. Nelson Cruz led the majors in home runs with 40, followed by Chris Davis.
That must have been the year Chris Davis was juiced up.
Yeah.
And then after that, he couldn't hit the same amount of home runs in the last 5 years that he hit in that one.
Yeah, who else played for them? Zach Clark.
Don't remember him.
Scott Friedman.
There you go. It sounds like the My Sharonas of the baseball world, the one-hit wonders.
And Alex Gonzalez, Ryan Webb. That's it. Well, they won the championship that year. So there you go, 2014.
Was that a strike year, maybe?
I don't know. I really don't know. But 2014, yeah. Isn't that amazing?
I'll go out there and on a limb and say they're not winning it this year.
Their record was 96-66. The Yankees were 84-78, 12 games back. The Red Sox were 71-91, 25 games back.
Wow.
Yeah. Hard to believe.
Sounds like bizarro world to me.
Well, there you go. Well, anyways, let's get on to other sports now. What else do we want to talk about?
Stanley Cup final set.
The Blues and the Bruins.
The Bees and the Bees.
Bees. It should be.
Starts Monday.
Should be a 4-0 sweep for the Bruins.
I'm going to check it out this weekend, see what the odds are on it. If it's worth it, I'll throw $20 on it.
The Blues.
I think the Bruins are just playing much, much better than them.
They have to bring, if he's still alive, Glenn Hall back. To put down the first puck or something like that.
Oh, I don't know if he's still alive. That was a while ago.
I know. I loved him, though. I love Glenn Hall. What can you do?
Town of Champions. They're going to put another notch on the belt.
Beantown, the town of beans.
Town of Champions.
Champions. Champions of the world.
Yep.
All right.
They're good.
Hey, when you got it, you got it. You know?
The Mets had it last night. They won a game.
they did.
They won a game.
And you see the way they won it?
No, I don't watch the Mets.
All right. Man on second and bases loaded. Two outs. Batters up for who were they playing? They were playing
Washington.
Two outs. Washington's in the field. All right. Bases are loaded. Two outs. And the Met hit a ball to shortstop. It took a high hop. Instead of charging the hop,
sat back on it,
and the runner beat the throw to first by a split second. And, of course, the run scored, and the game's over.
Wow.
Yeah. Sat back on it. Yeah.
I thought high school players were the only ones that did that.
No, I'm telling you, I'm not a great athlete, but I've seen a lot of bad baseball this week on Major League Baseball.
There's a lot of bad baseball. Right now in Major League Baseball, you got 11 teams that are double digits behind first place already. 11. Yeah. It's almost half the league.
Yeah.
11 teams that are double digits behind the division winners, leaders right now. Double digits. You know what that means? That means 11 teams have no shot at winning. Yeah. And it's May 22nd.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What a joke.
All right. Let's see. What else we have to do in sports here?
I think in basketball, the series with Milwaukee and Toronto's tied up at 2-2. That's a surprise. I thought Milwaukee smashed Toronto.
Yeah. I don't watch enough to know. It'd be funny.
Well, just from what I've seen, I shouldn't even say seen, just from what I've heard, I thought Milwaukee was the cream of the crop.
It'd be funny if a team from Toronto won the NBA championship, would it?
No, Golden State's winning. They already got their name on the trophy.
It'd be funny if it happened. To me, it would be.
Oh, it would be funny, but it's not going to happen. Nobody's beaten Golden State. You know, Golden State, their record without Durant is like 35-1. You wouldn't think so.
No, I know.
But without Durant, they're 35-1. So, Toronto's not winning. Okay. And Milwaukee's not winning if they're tied with Toronto.
Okay. And there's nothing really else to talk about in sports.
Huh? Not much. Yeah. What's going on in the world of golf?
The world of
hitting the stationary ball, and you have to be quiet.
There's a great thing that I put up there. When I post this, you'll see a link. A writer wrote about the fans that go to Bethpage Black. And they're, it's noted whenever there's a championship there that people get there overnight because they're great golf fans. And this guy says, no, it's a great article. They get there overnight because they're drunk.
There you go.
He's the most at Bethpage Black. The fans are the drunkest, rudest fans.
That's great.
And he was a British commentator, and he said, except when you come to the cup it is at the European teams and the
Ryder Cup.
The Ryder Cup. He said at the Ryder Cup.
I know that, and you don't.
Yeah, he said at the Ryder Cup, fans on both sides are drunk and crazy.
That's the way it should be.
But they should be
heckling them and making flatulation noises with their mouth when they're hitting. They should be doing all of that. That's the way it should be. Why do you need to be quiet to hit a stationary ball?
But
quiet, wait a minute. No, Shoot that squirrel. He's making too much noise, chewing a nut.
It reminds me of a joke my father used to have many years ago, that he did all his drinking at a golf course because he wasn't a drunk. He was a golfer. He was a sportsman. And also he did drinking at the horse at the racetrack because, once again, he was a sportsman. He was a
Does this make sense to you? You should be quiet at the track because loud noises will make the horses freak out.
Yeah.
But you got to be quiet at a golf course when you're hitting something that's not moving.
It's a strange world, Mike.
You got that right.
All right, I got
to
get it on.
If I went to one of those golf tournaments, that'd probably last about 83 seconds.
All I could think of when I read that story was Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with the check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.